When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP. Second segment, Old School. We got a starting quarterback.
What?
Yeah, got a starting quarterback, man. I'm going to run out there first, so it's, you know, I will say this, you know, obviously, obviously Dylan being the number one recruit, then people think it's a foregone conclusion. Obviously, you know, when you watch, you know, obviously he's the best one. And it's not just, I think what the regular fan doesn't understand and that, you know, sometimes, it, you know, even people that are in the media don't understand just because they, you know, maybe never experienced. The things you need to evaluate a quarterback is just not the knowns, you know, how you command a huddle, how you move, you know, your, I guess essentially your body language, which is, you know, that's up to the eyes of the beholder, and then how you handle yourself as a leader, regardless of how old you are. Because all those things are going to be, put on display and be very, very important to your growth of the individual. And then obviously the offense and, how the, you know, the car is, you know, driven, you know, by, you know, a young player like Dylan. So, you know, the arms that you already know you could throw, you know, you're not going to get offered, or you're not going to be the number one quarterback if you can't throw. If you can't do things, you went to a pretty well-known and respected high school in Georgia and done some great things. And so how you beat somebody out and win a job is those things I mentioned. Now, obviously, you got to have the knowledge, but you don't get to this point and early in his career with, you know, by just doing the basics and being able to play the position of quarterback. I'm a big believer being able to play in this day and age, or what we've been seeing at, or what we've been used to as a quarterback, is the inability to play pitch and catch. Just get out and just throw it right out at that sign over there, that white sign over there, on time, on target, 75% to 80% of the time.
You mean the flat route that we don't, you bounce 6 yards too short?
Yeah, or there was you know, or like
Illinois play 2021.
Yeah, was that
McCaffrey?
Yep. Yeah, that's the first play that you got in, and you get to start and skipping rocks out there. You can go back to the late flare pass with the offense. Who's the offensive coordinator for Mike Riley? It's
Daniel Langsdorf.
Yeah, Langsdorf, and it's a pick, right? I think it's Iowa. Right,
the one that I remember was Tanner Lee threw the pick six on the screen against Northern Illinois.
That was one, but we also had one where we were driving against Iowa down at the north end zone, some sort of screen or something. It might have been the same play. Those are just the things that, you know, quarterback. I always talk about quarterback play overall, from fourth grade all the way through, obviously senior year in high school, is down, which leads to college. The ability to play quarterback. Everybody thinks the ability to play quarterback is to get a snap, a 7-on-7, run around, pat the ball. You could be out there in your PJs and throw it to a guy that's, you know, running, you know, did 85 fakes off the line of scrimmage. It's not. It's no different. And I'm not throwing shade at any basketball trainers, but when you go down to these national tournaments, and it's a catch-22. A lot of these good, so-called good teams, is just a one-on-one contest. You know, it'd be 95 to 94, right? But when you look at the pros, the guys that are getting paid $30, $40, $50 million a year, I'm assuming, right, the NBA players, you're not seeing in and out dribble, between the legs, behind the back, hezzy, step back, follow through, fadeaway threes. That's the same thing in football. Playing pitch and catch, controlling the line of scrimmage, knowing when to snap the ball and why you're snapping the ball at a certain time on the play clock.
How many games has Nebraska lost by snapping the ball at 12 instead of 2 over the last 5 years? It's 6 or 7 games.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you can, I mean, that's, yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean you could, well, you know what, we'll put that to the text line. Text line, send in your quarterback clock management games over the last, like, 12 years.
You mentioned the stuff off the field, too, and I was watching that elite list that the football account tweeted out over the summer every week to see if or when Dylan Raiola's name would pop up on it. It took till the last week, and my initial thought was, is he coasting? Is he not adapting? And then it sunk in. He was one of 2 freshmen that made the list.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the criteria is, but I mean,
strength staff, conditioning staff.
It takes a little while to adjust. I mean, the finished product that you see of a lot of players is not what you see with what they were coming in. It doesn't matter who they are.
So this is where my hair turns gray. Are we giving too much credit to anonymous list makers who don't know the people they're writing about? They don't know the position they're writing about. They don't know the programs they're writing about. There's just some dude making a list of who he thinks is the top developing young quarterback. If you haven't worked with Dylan or you haven't worked with any of the all of the top 100 quarterbacks in the country,
right,
then and then measured them within where they're trying to go and who they're going to play for. Yo, like, you can take the top 10 quarterbacks and they don't all fit all systems the same way.
Sure, and that's why the decisions are all important. Austin's talking about inside Nebraska. But as far as DP's talking about, what the rankings.
The strength staff, the ones that actually had, you know.
Yeah, but DP's talking about if you take a list of the, you know, every year they're going to come out with the top, just say 50 quarterbacks. Yeah. I mean, of course there's 100, but let's just top 50. A lot of times the guys at 50, I mean, look, okay, first of all, look, I'll just be biased. Josh Allen, I guarantee you he wasn't on nobody's top 25 list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I will say this. Josh Allen had, and it's a lot like Danny Woodhead, you have to go to places that will let you develop without, I wouldn't say without pressure, but go along the process with you, and then it comes together, and then Josh Allen has to go to a place in like Buffalo that you have a coach and Greg Roman that is willing to adapt his system in present time along with helping you become a better player. And that's also important too. But yes, DP, there's a lot of guys. It's no different than scouting, right? And you know this in baseball, and you know it in basketball. It's in everything. I don't think the pride of going out and, you know, coming, flying into Omaha and driving out to Scotts Bluff to see Danny Woodhead play basketball so I can give him a fair evaluation
as a football player in my system with the talent I have in place,
or just in general, because you're supposed to be
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Scout or whatever. Or like a baseball scout. Oh, he's from Nebraska. He might not be that good. Right? It's easy to scout the guys that are at, you know, USA Basketball 18 and under. They're there for a reason, generally, right? But to find the kid like Connect that gets drafted by the Lakers, mm-hmm. you know, you go lottery pick, but just a couple years ago,
you were off the chart.
You were not even on the chart. Off the beaten path. Yep. So not just somebody, everybody made a mistake.
Well, you can look at Nebraska's current football roster. You can look at their single digit guys, and the projections on those. A little different.
Right.
Guys who came through. I mean, this is why the walk-on program has been so important and is that you simply cannot assess everybody the same way at the same time. It just doesn't work. And it frustrates me because it's just like, wait a minute. Have you Dylan Rayola, if he goes to Team USA and he plays for Team USA, he goes to regional, he goes through all those things, right? There's one quarterback out there for his age group. One.
Yeah.
Three on the team. If he's not the number four quarterback in his freshman class, he misses opportunity and rating. And again, that's assuming that he's not at Las Vegas,
right.
Los Angeles, D.C., Philly, somewhere where people can fly into easily and see them immediately often.
Yeah. And that's why it's important. I mean, I think what can and does happen is obviously you're able to go to different camps and then these people that, you know, obviously he was number one for a reason.
Did they get your scouting report right, Jay?
Out of high school?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we were blue chips. I was an athlete. It didn't really matter.
Right. To think, right?
Nobody did. But again, I think what you're saying, DP, is where a lot of misses are is this. And you can't fault them because you're trying to evaluate, you know, in a regular 1,000 kids, right? Now, this is your job, so you should be able to do it. But in really the time constraints and to be able to go from like Tom Luganbill, right? I run into him sometimes in Charlotte to really go to, you know, Portland to evaluate. It's just, you can't, right? Yeah. You're flying over 600 kids, literally, yeah. Whereas you get to go down there. Now, what happens is say you're from, let's just go around here. Let's say you're from either North Dakota. I wouldn't say Minnesota anymore because they've kind of beat the assumption of, you can't play football there because you got a ton of guys that came out of there and end up being first round picks. Let's just say you're from North Dakota, South Dakota. Let's just say Iowa or Wyoming, and let's just even say Nebraska, right? And say you're let's just say you're a tight end, or let's say you're a linebacker. Say you're 6'2", 205, and primarily you obviously play football, you play basketball, then you play summer basketball, so you don't have a track time. But say there's a kid with the same kid that's from Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, California or heck, even Nevada or somewhere, right? He's going to be ranked higher, right? Now, that kid from all those bigger states might be closer to maxed out versus the kid that's from like Hastings, right? And the only reason I say it is because there's a coach that was actually that I coached against in basketball in their Tri-City because those small cities around there. He's like, we only get to play four circuit tournaments or big tournaments or live tournaments, and they're all spaced out because they got guys playing baseball. You got guys who are on a track. So they have to play those sports for their small towns, right? So you get that kid. But you know what? He's never been totally dedicated to football training or basketball training or baseball. But when he makes that decision, he comes to college, and if you have the right environment where you have a nutritionist, weight coach, and the culture, then you're like, man, where'd this dude come from? Like, how did he get so much better? But he was only a two-star coming out of high school. And say he's not able to afford to go to these camps. Or say he's only knew about a camp in said state, but you don't go down. There's a big camp for football down in Linwood. Like, and I only really know it because I trained some kids, and they're like, I'm going down to Linwood. Right? And that's where there's a little bit of pads and a lot of coaches can kind of congregate there. If you don't know about Linwood, I never knew about Linwood, heard of Linwood College until a kid told me. It's like in the St. Louis area or something like that.
Yeah.
So if you miss those opportunities and don't know about it, that's part of why you get misses. Now the laziness and all that, that's their personal choice. But sometimes it's unfairly that it's biased based on where you live. Like everybody thinks, and I used to always joke about, my dad told me this. He's like, listen, there are going to be kids when you get down here from Texas, Florida, and California, they think they invented high school football. And if you talk to some kids from Texas, they think they're, now, I will tell you this, Texas high school football is a lot more intense than Minnesota, at least at that time. And there is some truth.
It's just different.
It is, but you know what? There's good weather year-round. They get to do spring ball. We don't. So it's just part of the knowns. Better weather and opportunity. I remember talking to my boy Octavius McFarland, and he's from Bastrop, Texas. And you would think Bastrop High School was semi-pro.
They do.
Yeah, but
just ask him.
But T. Murder could hit though, and he was good enough, and he was developed. And I will tell you this: everything he said for the most part rang true because he was emotionally, physically ready to not redshirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of guys like myself, Mike Rucker, and all those guys, we weren't exposed to those type of things. He'd already been through an off-season weight program because that's what you have to do at Bastrop. You run track and you do football. No basketball. And Tavy couldn't play no basketball anyways. But that's what you do in those type of places, and that's what happens when you're down there, and that's how you're sometimes able to be ranked a little bit higher. So we'll see. You know, I will say this. I got a brother that's a doctor. And you know, you got all the letters after your name, you know, Dr. Garrison, blah, blah, blah. And I'll tell him like everybody else, the star rankings don't make you make the star ranking.
Amen to that.
And there you go. So
amen to that.
How you come in and, you know, I'd rather a bunch of guys come in 3-4 stars and everybody, you know, outworked and end up 5 stars. We'll be winning some championships. So anyways, starting quarterback is in the building. I'm more excited to see, who can take hold and tote the pill, per se. That's an old school saying for you, Austin.
I know tote the pill.
Okay.
I'm with it.
Yeah, okay. Carry the water up the hill.
Up the hill.
Yeah, that's what you do. And don't spill it either. Anyways, old school, we'll take a quick break. J4 and DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Marino has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Marino take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.